The US Department of Homeland Security has 44 Afghan evacuees flagged as possible risk to national security. More than 60,000 Afghans evacuated from Kabul have already been brought to the United States. They all go through a vetting process, which includes collecting evacuees' biometric and biographical information at transit sites. If there are concerns, they get additional screening. 13 Afghans are still in US Customs custody awaiting FBI and counter-terror interviews. Another 15 have been sent back to Europe or the Middle East due to security concerns. The remaining 16 are still in transit sites in other countries. President Biden says as many as 95,000 Afghans are due to be resettled in the United States. He's asking for $6.4 billion of emergency funding from Congress to support the process. Caroline Malone in Washington.